Blog Talk Radio.
And love, family, peace and love. Thank you for tuning in for another live edition of Twin Flame Radio. Yes. My name is Divine Queen, and I am here with my enlightened king, Chris. Say what's good to the family.
What's good, family? What it do? It's Mr. Garlic Man coming through.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
you
want to
tell them what you're talking about?
Yeah, the wifey made some delicious spaghetti, some of the best spaghetti I've had in my life. And she made this garlic cheesy bread. My breath smells like a dragon, but I'm nice and full. Real.
I'm the only dragon here. You just got... And dragons don't have bad breath.
They don't?
No.
That's Arnold Schwarzenegger thing. Look who's talking.
Whatever. Anyway, that wasn't even funny. So, fam, we got another great show lined up for you tonight. Tonight we are going in on dark energy. And, you know, it's a topic that really needs to be covered, especially at the beginning of the year with all the activity we've had going on. So we're going to go in. We're going to go in deep like we always do. But this is going to be a great show, fam.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do that, we're going to do like we do every show. And let's talk about whatever we want to talk about because we can do that.
Right.
We pay the bills. So, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
What's good?
We were snowed in all last week.
Again.
Again, man.
We were snowed in last weekend.
Uh-huh.
We got snowed in this past weekend.
Yeah. We got to get out of Cincinnati. when having food in the home's a necessity, we gotta get out of Cincinnati.
Yeah, but we didn't get to really do anything.
We just looked at each other all weekend. And that was cool. 24 years. You know? Okay. Still looking good. We was creative, though. We did some things, you know.
I don't even remember what we did. I remember we cooked dinner.
We cooked dinner. We watched a lot of good TV.
I remember you made a lot of cookies.
I made over 80 cookies. And they were all gone that night.
They were not gone in one night.
Well, it was three nights. Yeah. Each night I made, you know, cookies. They were gone the next night.
Yeah, that's more like it.
But they were delicious. With the peanut butter, the chunky peanut butter.
And the peanuts.
And the peanuts. The chocolate chips.
Yeah, they were good.
That's how you know you're in love. If you're skinny, you're together, you're not in love. You're not in love.
or if you don't live in a place where you get snowed in.
Yeah. You got to really be in love to live somewhere that's snowed in or you go crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but other than that, we didn't really get to do anything because we got snowed in. So, you know,
yeah,
typical winter in the Midwest, you know.
I did hang out with my little niece right before it came down, remember?
Yeah, you did.
I trained this weekend on Friday and early Saturday morning. I did get some training in. But other than that, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Dave and shout out to my niece, Maya, and my mama, my niece and nephew, Chris and Tony. Love y'all.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess we'll go ahead and get started with the show because we don't really have much to share with Sam.
Also want to give a shout out to Carol. Hey, Carol.
Hey, Mama. So, dark energy. So, another reason why we didn't do anything this weekend was because of the lunar eclipse that happened.
Yeah.
Last night, matter of fact.
Yeah.
So, we had a lunar eclipse with a full-blood supermoon. Talk about your hot energy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, ye gats.
Gats ye.
And a couple of weeks prior to that, we had a partial solar eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the fam, you know, may not know, but during the time of the eclipse, we choose not to do any spiritual practices. We don't do any magic. We don't do any, you know, rituals or anything like that. We just stick to the, you know, just the plain stuff and our everyday stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's something that, you know, a lot of people aren't really aware of. You know, I remember a few years back when we learned about the activity that happens during the eclipse and we tried to share it with people and we got such the pushback.
We did.
My goodness.
We really did.
People were mad at us.
Yeah.
People were going off on us.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just.
So now we don't share.
So now we just don't really share it
we
like
don't share
that,
it like that.
Know. But, you know, so if you choose to do your stuff, hey, have fun. But we don't.
Your level of awareness depicts your actions. So when you're aware of certain things that other people, it's so far outside of their paradigm that they just can't conceive it ever being, you just got to do your own thing and let people suffer, whether they know or they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do now. You know, we just let people suffer.
Now, if someone were to ask, you know, then we share. But,
yeah.
You know, we don't just volunteer the information up front, you know. Or we may even say we're not doing anything, you know. But we don't really go into the reasons behind it because.
Well, I'll go into we don't go into it, but we'll go into it on
We're
going to
go into it tonight.
You want to go in on it?
Go ahead.
I said, you want to go in.
Well,
go in. I'll go in on it.
It don't matter.
We'll go in.
You know what I'm going.
I'll go in on it. We can't get nothing done up in here. We've been looking at each other so much. But anyway.
We got cabin fever.
And garlic breath. Both of us.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm smelling it.
You smelling your own.
Maybe so.
Anyway, go ahead.
But whenever there's a lunar or solar eclipse, the portal is open and dark energy can get through.
Mm-hmm.
And when you either knowingly or unknowingly feast on that energy, you succumb to it. You succumb to it. Sometimes you can tether your consciousness with something that you're not even aware of, and it will hit you on a subconscious level, and it will cause chaos in your lives. The reason why we don't support or do any practices doing lunar or solar eclipse is because of the energy that's portal openings. That's the main reason. That's as much as I can sum it up.
Yeah.
That's as much as I can sum it up.
So what happens is, especially during the solar eclipse, like Chris said, there's an portal that opens up. Of magic or rituals or anything like that. When you're performing acts of magic and you're doing rituals and spells and things of that nature, you're pretty much just opening up the door and leaving the welcome mat out.
Pretty much.
And a lot of people will fight back and say, well, and maybe nothing happened to you that night.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe nothing happened to you that month. But you did open up a gateway for dark energy to attach to you. So later on, when things do happen and you've forgotten all about what you did during the eclipse, that's probably why.
You know, what most people aren't aware of when it comes to dark energy is this. Dark energy won't deplete all your energy reserves.
No.
Dark energy will incrementally deplete small amounts of your energy reserves from everyone that's partaking in that energy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have 1,000 people looking up at the solar eclipse, that dark energy is going to take a little bit from 1,000 people. Me personally, I don't want to lose any of my facets to anything unwillingly. And that's one of the main reasons why we do what we do. We just choose to rest on those days.
And it's good to have rest days.
And it's good to have rest days. Now, if you're into dark energy, dark things, you wait for days like that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, wow, okay, it's Christmas. It's darkness. It's darkness.
It's darkness.
Darkness. You know what I'm saying? Okay,
darkness.
Merry darkness. Instead of ho, they'd be like, no.
They'd be like, ha.
They'd be like, oh. I don't know what they'd be like because I don't partake.
Stop hun.
Okay, honey.
But, you know, that's just an example of a time that, you know, dark energy, especially really heavy dark energy, can come in and attach itself to you. There's also different times that, you know, dark energy is just something that just is.
Yeah.
So it's something that is always there. It's always around. It's always waiting to, you know, attack. But it's during the solar and the lunar eclipse is when it's more prevalent. It's when it's more powerful.
It's like the faucet is turned on high and you can't cut it off.
Yeah.
It's like it's leaking dark energy.
Yeah.
It's eating dark energy.
All right.
Yeah, all that. But a lot of people aren't aware of the duality between light and dark.
Mm.
You can't have one without the other. And dark energy isn't always bad, per se. I know this sounds a little strange, but there's good dark and there's bad dark, just like there's good light and bad light.
You know, that's a very popular question that gets asked a lot is, why would the Creator allow there to be darkness?
You know, what I always tell people is this. There are some souls that come here to experience the totality of life. If you've lived 10,000 years focusing on light, in order to really get an understanding of what life is, you may choose to come here and incarnate to experience dark. But the truth is in this. Me, I'm a light worker. I like to deal with the light. But if there's ever a time when someone comes at me darkness and it's trying to harm me, I got to pull out my darkness too.
Mm-hmm.
You have to meet the energy where it's at. If you're treating me dark, I'm not going to treat you with light. I will choose to dismiss you. Physically trying to harm me and my family, you're about to get the blackest black you will ever see.
The darkest dark?
The darkest dark, the blackest black, the shadiest of the shade, all that. You know what I'm saying? But again, I know that whenever you focus on, whatever energy you focus on, you have more of that in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You know, another thing that people don't realize is that karma has to be played out.
Mm.
And so you come back into this life to make up for the karma that was. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Dark energy right now, Street.
Okay. Trying to save my life.
I was going to say they're picking up some dark people. Anyway. You come into this life and you have to pretty much make up for the karma that you created in a past life. And a lot of times what people don't understand is that karma has to play out sometimes for the better good.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, a person may have to come back and kill another person. But what that chain reaction may have done is killing that person may have saved someone else's life, may have sparked something in another person that was going to be a victim, or, you know, you see where I'm trying to go?
I know exactly what you're going at. You know, there's a quantum entanglement on a quantum level where you split an atom and you put an atom one place and you do something to that atom, and the same atom in another place will feel the effects. Mm-hmm. And the same thing happens on a spiritual level. When you tether your consciousness with someone by killing them, you create a spiritual quantum entanglement with them. So if you kill them in this life, when you come back, they may kill you in the next life.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to really be careful who you share your energy with, physically, sexually, all that good stuff.
All of
it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know exactly what you're talking about, and it's real.
And you know, and you never know how many other parties are being involved in that karma as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, if I had to come back and kill you, maybe me killing you was going to stop you from killing someone else.
And I can't be killed, so I feel what you're saying.
But I killed you.
You thought you did.
I killed you.
I was alive.
I killed you.
I came back.
I killed you.
I came back.
I said I killed you.
Lucky, I can't find the gunshot. You dark energy. She found. You wild, babe. You know, one thing about dark energy, a lot of people aren't aware of how to deal with it.
They really aren't, yeah.
You know, they don't know what to do with it. And some people, they feast off darkness so much that they don't even know that they're feasting off darkness.
Most people don't realize it. They really don't realize it. They feel as if they are protecting themselves by being aware of darkness. But what can happen is that you become so consumed with being aware that you're living in a bubble of darkness.
You know, one thing I always tell people when I have my consultations with them is that the more you focus on darkness, the more you create a doorway for darkness to find you in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as simple as that. You can't, another thing with darkness, if you've done a bunch of dark things and say, okay, I've had enough, I'm sorry, you can't expect a bunch of light things to happen to you. Over time, yes, but the universe always corresponds to your actions. So you can't feast off the tree of death for 20 years and expect your 21st year to be booming with light energy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to deal with all those negative karma actions that you've done because the universe is always on time. It will correspond to all the actions that you've done.
Mm-hmm. It may not be on your time, but it's time.
It's on this time, and it might not be in this lifetime.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the next lifetime. You may come back as a two-legged roach, and you're dragging everywhere. I'm just saying, I've seen them when I was younger.
Okay, so let's talk about different ways to cope with dark energy.
You know, my favorite way to cope with dark energy is to embrace light energy. I'm always talking about winning. I'm always talking about light things. I'm always giving, loving, and sharing. When you focus on light, some of the characteristics of dark energy is pessimistic mindset, poverty consciousness, a bunch of buts, a bunch of ifs, maybe one day, negativity, losing energy, just suffering, embracing suffering in your life. Light, you know, another thing with light, it's all about love, joy, happiness, sharing, giving, raising your spirituality and things like that. But when it comes to spirituality, again, there's duality. There's a dark spiritual and there's a light spiritual. Some people who focus on dark energy are like they're into power. They're really heavy into like money at all costs, regardless of who is harming, power, control, and things like that. But if you're into the light side, you're about you want money too. There ain't nothing wrong with having money, but you're not going to affect your character or change, you know, destroy your morals in order to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Those are some characteristics between the light side of spirituality and the dark side of spirituality.
So, excuse me, I was going to bring up like the different characteristics of recognizing if you have dark energy within your life. And since you already touched on some of it, let's dive in a little deeper on that.
Okay.
So you covered a lot of it. One of the things that I would say is that if you're always questioning things in a fearful sort of way, if you're looking for an attack,
mm-hmm.
if you're always in a bad mood,
mm-hmm.
if you're always sick,
mm-hmm.
if you're prone to accidents,
mm-hmm. That's a recipe for dark energy mixed with detritus.
A lot of people don't realize that they attract the dark energy that's around them either.
That's
a lot
right.
of people assume that, you know, they're, you know, doing their best, and then out of nowhere, this energy just attacked you.
Doesn't work like that. Your reality is nothing more than a reflection of what's inside of you. If you're attracted a bunch of negative people and your life is filled with negativity, you need to do a self-assessment on yourself, because it's nothing more than the reality that's within you. You know, one thing about people is this: fight for our limitations. We fight for our limitations so much that our level of understanding is so bleak that we only see darkness. We only see darkness. I can walk into a room with 12 people, and I'll just naturally gravitate to the negative people, because like energy attracts like energy. But me, if I walk into a room with 12 people, I'm gonna like blind a room with my light, and have even the dark people ask me, "Hey, how can I be light too?" Because that's just type of energy I have.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's not like me. I'm a five. We fast talkers. We have that mercurial energy. You know what I mean? We just winners like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I walk somewhere, I blind people with my light. I don't wait to embrace your darkness. I don't care what you're coming with. If you bring me light, I'll give you more light. If you give me darkness, I'll just shun you. You know, that's one way I like to deal with dark energy. I shun it. If I feel as if you have an inkling of light within you and I see you embracing darkness, I'm going to check you on it. I'm going to say, listen, you're coming with this darkness, this negativity. You're going to get shunned after a while. I don't want to hear it. Because when you give someone just an idea or a seed of darkness, after you hang up that phone, that seed will grow in my subconscious mind, whether I'm conscious of it or not. And you don't want to do people like that. If you're always on the phone with someone that's your best friend, your mama, your cousin, your brother, anybody, your sister, and they're always talking negative, check them. Like, listen, I want to focus on growing spiritually. I want to focus on and feasting off as much light as I possibly can. I really don't have any more time for all this dark energy that you're trying to divulge on me. I really don't care, you know. But too many of us become lovers of the dark, where we just can't wait to build on stuff that's dark. We're conditioned through media, through some religious practices, things like that, to make us embrace darkness. Oh, woe is me, would not die, save me, all that craziness. We have to start focusing on light aspects of our reality, because there's more light than dark. Technically, there's duality in both. It's the same 50-50, but it's all about your level of awareness, whatever you choose to focus on.
I think another thing that people don't realize that they do is that they do things like they watch the news, they watch bad movies, they watch scary movies, they watch things that may be considered
dark.
I'm trying to think of another word other than dark, because I didn't want to keep saying dark.
Low vibratory,
there you go. They watch a lot of low vibratory things. They surround themselves around a lot of low vibratory people. You're around people that you know aren't good for you, but you feel obligated to be around them. People who watch the news, I know it's not good. I know it's a lot of bad stuff on there, but I gotta know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't realize that you're pretty much punishing yourself without even realizing the harm that you're doing to yourself. So to you, it may seem like something innocent. It may seem like, you know, it's just a news program, it's just a movie, it's just my cousin, you know, whatever. But the effects that lingers with that, that energy that is transformed over to you, it takes a toll on you, and it does. It breaks you down slowly, like Chris was saying earlier. It doesn't just immediately wipe you out, but it does take you out a little bit by little bit. You know, there's times when I'm around someone and I may enjoy the person, but after being with that person, I feel physically drained. Mm-hmm. I feel tired. I feel, you know, I find myself in the middle of the conversation really not even wanting to talk to them anymore. That's a sign that I know that I need to get away from this person, or I need to get away from the conversation, or, you know, the energy just isn't where it should be. And I don't like to give my light away. I'm not giving my energy away, and I'm not allowing you to dump yours on me.
Mm. You know, one thing that you touched on was the ego.
Mm-hmm.
And the ego, to me, the ego is needed, but the human ego is sort of dark.
Yeah.
there's a light side of your ego that's called the divine ego. Mm-hmm. But the human ego, the regular ego that likes to always help people, always, there's nothing wrong with helping people, but when you're helping people, then telling everybody, say, hey, I'm helping everybody. Guys, yeah, that's the type of guy I am. I'm a helper, yeah. I help that. I pay for your food. To tell everybody I pay for your food. Wasn't it good? I did that for you, yeah. Everybody, I fed this person. That's the dark side of your ego. Mm-hmm. The other dark side of your ego is when you're like, I drew a blank.
Spirit said, shit.
It is. I hear you, Spirit.
So let's talk about some ways that you can deal with this dark energy. So we talked a little bit earlier about removing yourself out of negative situations, removing yourself away from negative people. But there may be times where you can't remove yourself out of negative situations or away from negative people. Example, your workplace.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that, you know, I used to do when I was working at a negative place,
dark place,
a very low vibratory dark place, I just zoned out and was in my own world. I didn't care about speaking with anyone. I didn't care that anyone was upset that I didn't want to speak with them. I did my own thing. I, you know, recited divine prayers. I watched YouTube videos. I wrote a book, you know, whatever. But, or I did my work and I just did my work and that was it. I didn't need to interact with other people. And whenever anyone brought negativity to me, I just dismissed them. Sometimes you can dismiss people with just a look. You don't have to get negative back with them. Just give them a look.
Yeah,
give them that lost. I don't understand. Look,
no hable English.
I don't care.
No hable whatever you saying. That's what I'm saying. No hable whatever you saying. You know, one thing I used to do was say,
"Is that right?"
No matter what they said, is that right? Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
But one thing you can do to transmute dark energy is take in light energy.
Yeah.
The biggest source of light is the sun.
We used to, when we worked together, we worked in the same building, and on our breaks and lunches, we would just go out in the parking lot and sun gaze. We would do solar work, and when we come back in the building, everyone wanted to know, what are you guys doing
out there?
Why are you looking up at the sun like that?
Why are you guys always so happy? What are you doing? We tell them, they say, oh.
Okay.
I'm telling you what we're doing, but you said, oh. Because there's something within humans that puts a wall up whenever they're faced face to face with anything that's away from their level of awareness or their understanding. And that's the ego again. It fights for its level of understanding. If it's beyond the threshold or the parameters of what you know, you want to dismiss it versus try it out and develop your own know system about it. That's what I'm about. I'm a scientist. I like to try things out to see if it works for me. That work for you? You're winning? I'll do it on the low to see if I win. I wrote 3 books at my last job. 3. That's how I transmuted darkness. Everyone gossiping. Everyone talking about this, talking about that. I look like I'm like the hardest worker in the building, but I'm working on light. I'm writing books.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, man, you typing like crazy over there. I'm busy. I'm busy winning. So sometimes you have to learn how to transmute the darkness by creating light. The gods love when you try. We put ourselves in challenging situations so we can evolve.
Mm-hmm.
If you're aware of that, whenever you're faced with a so-called bad situation, understand that it's a challenge that you put in front of you to overcome it so you can evolve. Like, I'm a bad stutterer. I have to say everything that I want to say first in my mind before I say it, or Divine Queen will laugh at me because she's dark. She's dark. Hit a button over there, a dark button.
I don't have a dark
button. Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Hit that dun, 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 dun.
It's lovely. Anyway.
Hey, anybody got anything to say?
I was just about to say that.
Okay.
We got a lot of people on the line. So if you want to come on and ask a question, leave a comment or just say what's up to us. Our phone number here is 619-924-0835. If you're already on the line, you can hit the number one. We'll let us know you want to come through, and that's what we'll do. We'll bring you through.
Don't just be laughing at me either, family. I know. She's dark.
No, I got a lot of people messaging me saying you're crazy.
But that's what happens when you win it. You don't care.
Yeah. Anywho, another thing that you can do to cope with darkness is work on your grounding exercises. A lot of times we get so worked up and we're involved with, you know, this dark energy and it consumes us that we get caught up in a cycle of fear, confusion, anxiety, depression. And one of the best ways to combat that other than the sunlight is by doing focus grounding exercises.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just mainly, you know, meditation. Taking just 5 to 10 minutes a day, if you're new to meditation, taking 5 to 10 minutes a day and just sitting in a quiet place with some comfortable clothing on, somewhere where you won't be disturbed, and you can just relax, you know, and don't fall asleep, but relax. You know, you want to make sure that you're sitting up straight. You want to make sure that you're breathing in through your nose, deep breath, and then slowly breathing out of your mouth, releasing that dark energy that's within you. And as you learn to cope and, you know, work on this exercise, you'll find yourself wanting to meditate even longer. I remember when we first started meditating, we started out like about 5-10 minutes a day. And quickly we started going even longer. And then it got to the point where we were like, wow, it's been 20 minutes? Wow, it's been 30 minutes? Wow. You know, and what happens is that your soul begins to crave that releasement. You know, when you're doing this, when you're doing these grounding exercises, what you're doing is cleansing your soul. You're releasing all the negativity that has been bottled up inside of you, all the things that have been, you know, keeping you in a state of, you know, depression or anxiety or chaos or whatnot, and you're just allowing everything to let go, just to release.
You know, I'm going to share people. I don't really share this tip, but when I do my meditation, family, I try to go into my stomach tickles. Because once you get this weird sense of floating, your mind thinks that you're literally falling and it starts to tickle. That's when I know that I'm really getting there. But if I'm like really consciously aware of my surroundings, I'm just sitting there with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
So you really want to go on a trip. Don't wait for the trip to happen. Go on the trip. You envision yourself flying in darkness or light, whatever you see. Focus on the little bitty dots of color in your life. Try to move them. Once you start doing it after a while, you start seeing geometrical shapes. And then you have a feeling of like 360 degree awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of you just seeing in front of you, you're able to simultaneously see in all directions at one time with your eyes closed. That's the type of awareness that I want you guys to think about when you're doing your meditation. I want you to look straight, close your eyes, and then take your vision right up to where your forehead is and kind of look above where you currently are. Keep that for about 30 seconds. Focus on your breathing. Say some mantras and try to quiet your mind chatter if you can in the beginning and try to get that tickle feeling. Try to feel that weightlessness. That's when time is usually goes away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just what I do.
That's a great tip. What I like to do is the same thing where I envision myself slowly rising up off the ground. And eventually you'll get to the point where you actually feel like you're rising up off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, it may freak you out a little bit and you may feel yourself like kind of jump or tilt forward or whatever, because you almost feel as if you are floating above, you know, and you floating up above. But what's actually happening is that your higher self, that part of you, that inner your spirit within you is rising without of the body. And so you feel kind of like that detachment. And it can get a little scary at first, but once you start practicing and doing it more, you'll find yourself going on these trips like you were describing.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to share.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The goal is to have a conscious state of meditation at all times. That's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think about, oh, I'm tapping in. Stay tapped in at all times. Like, no matter where you go, keep your joy, keep your light. Always be looking for the signs that the universe is trying to give you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always adding up numbers. I'm always looking at nature. I'm always thinking about, am I getting a download right now? Let me write this down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I keep Evernote on deck because when you get an idea, you need to write that thing down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because dark energy has sucked that ideal away.
You know, one of the things I used to do in the beginning, because my life was so engulfed with, you know, just dark energy, low vibratory people and things of that nature, was that I started making a point to recognize blessings.
Mm.
And so in the beginning, I didn't think that I was that blessed. I knew I had a good husband. I knew I had a great family. I knew that I didn't have to suffer the way that a lot of people did growing up. But that was it. It didn't seem like anything else was that special. Like, you know, I wasn't living the kind of life that you see on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the glamorized, materialistic, you know, elated, joy-filled life.
Mm-hmm.
So I started making a point of recognizing my blessings, and it started out with just a little journal that I would keep on my phone, and it would be something simple like, you know, someone gave me a bag of chips today.
Mm-hmm.
I found a dollar on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to go out and not get caught in the rain, you know, and I started accumulating all of these different blessings, and it started making me realize, wow, I really am blessed,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially when you talk to other people who, you know, embrace that darkness and they want to share all of their losses with you.
Mm-hmm.
You start realizing all of your wins, and you start realizing that those losses that they're complaining about, they aren't even worth consuming. You know, they're not even worth, you know, talking about or, you know, releasing that, you know, I mean, taking in that energy or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that you can do is just start by recognizing your blessings.
That's real. You know, in my book, Poverty Consciousness, one of the first things I talk about is how the soul is judged when you transcend or when you die.
Mm.
You're judged on how much light you have and how much light you've used, and you're also judged on how much darkness you have and how much darkness you've used. One of the reasons why it's so important not to embrace dark energy is because of that fact.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't have as much time as we think we do while we're living. Everyone thinks they have tomorrow. Someone listening to this show, maybe now in the future, be some blessings be upon you. You may die tomorrow, and you don't want to transcend with a bunch of dark facets in you, because that's one sure way to come back to gain more light facets. Because that's what it's all about, turning into the divine light being that we all are.
Mm-hmm.
We're multi-dimensional beings. Some of us in some dimensions are just pure light, and our aura that we have in these other dimensions. So if that's the case, you're a light being, why don't you focus more on light things?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you focus more on light things? It's sad, and it's a huge challenge that we're brainwashed to embrace what we're taught versus what we know. We don't really get taught to learn things and know things. We're taught to regurgitate things that we're told versus what we feel about things. Once you start embracing a spiritual path, you dismiss what you think you believe, and then you focus on all the things that you know. That's when you start growing spiritually. That's when you get that deep connection with the creator that's within us all, not about someone else's connection that they wrote about and put in a book and say this is fact. No, what do you know? What have you experienced? What can you tell someone that's on a spiritual journey about your wins that's going to help them today? That's what not embracing dark energy is about. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm preaching.
You always preach.
Man.
You're a preacher.
I guess so.
So you said something that was very important, talking about the light facets.
Mm.
A lot of people don't realize that is the reason why we come into this life. We come into this life to gain our light facets. So what happens is once you've gained all your light facets, and basically your light facets is just living a good life, being a good person, doing good acts, you know, making sure you're not doing anything dark, making sure you're not taking in darkness, not being low vibratory, things of that nature.
Right.
So because if you try to move on when you transition, you try to move on to a higher existence of living and you haven't gained all your lights and you have darkness within you, you're going to get shut out. You're going to get sent right back and you have to do it all over again.
Yeah.
And more likely, if you have dark energy or forces or something like that with you, when you come back, there's some kind of karma that you're going to have to live out that you have to make up for that you didn't complete in your previous life.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times when we're going through things and people are going, oh, why me? Why is this happening? There is a why. It wasn't a random thing that just happened. You brought this on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to figure out, why did I choose to do this? Why did I choose this life? Why did I make this decision? We're taught a lot to not accept blame, to not accept fault, to not take accountability for our actions. We're taught to point the finger at someone else. So-and-so made me do it. Well, if they would have did this, this wouldn't have happened. If I would have been living this kind of life, then maybe I wouldn't be this way. Well, if my mother would have been like this, or if my father would have been like that, or if my husband would have did this, then things would be different for me.
How about you took care of my sins?
No. I didn't come here for you. So you have to figure out, why did you choose this life? Why did you choose your parents? Why did you choose your spouse, your job, your kids, your friends? All of this is happening for a reason. And more than likely, it's some kind of karmic debt that you have to pay back from previous lives.
You said some Jews right there, babe. Because whenever you reach out to and ask something or someone that's not going to respond, you're wasting time.
You sure are.
Why me? You're not going to get your answer.
No.
So why even wasting that time asking?
Mm-hmm.
But when you ask, okay, me, why did I? And you start to embrace the energy of wonderment about your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that wonderment away from a bunch of us, because most of us listening now was told that someone else already took care of whatever you do is going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think that and you believe that, your wonderment goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Because you think you're already taken care of. And that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of souls don't go to the light because they're waiting for someone to come take them to the light.
They believe that someone died for their sins.
Exactly. That's going to come take them to the light.
They're going to come back and rescue them.
That's not true. There's more souls roaming the earth right now than people that are living.
Mm-hmm.
They're just waiting.
Mm-hmm.
They're just waiting. So that's why you don't do things like get excessively drunk. Because when you go to bars, it's a lot of dark energy around bars.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I was going to touch on that next. So another way that we have dark energy in our lives is that attachments, dark energy in the form of dark spirits, dark beings, dark energy attached to us. So a good way to figure out if you have, a dark being or energy attached to you is to reflect on your life. Are you always sick?
Mm.
Are you always having bad luck? Are you always in accidents?
Mm.
Are you always having financial problems? Are you always having conflicts around you? One of the biggest signs, though, is probably going to be your illness.
Yeah, your health.
Your health.
Yeah.
Because what happens is when there's something dark that's attached to you, it feeds off of you. And then, like Chris said earlier, it takes a little bit at a time. This is why your health will, start to decline.
Mm-hmm.
And when you give in to, when you submit to this dark energy, then it just takes it all.
You're right. You're right, true to exact. Every ailment that you have manifests on a spiritual level first before
mm-hmm.
it manifests on the spiritual level. But by the time, on a,
mm-hmm.
yeah, thank you, babe, on a physical level. But by the time it gets here, it's harder to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
But if you embrace the light, if you're always saying divine prayers, meditating, and things like that, you'll find that you don't get sick anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need medicine because you're vibrating so high past those diseases.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you're fat, out of shape. You don't need, you don't have to have no diabetes medicine. You don't have to have high blood pressure because you're vibrating so high, everything's working right.
Mm-hmm.
This is an illusion that we're living in. I don't care if you're built or if you're fat. If you're built, you feel as if you're built. If you're out of shape, you feel as if you're out of shape. When you lose weight, you don't see the weight fall off. One day people just say, wow, you're looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Because you put forth effort into feeling as if, hey, I need to look good.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing goes with sickness. If you feel as if, or if you embrace sickness, or if you believe what the doctor tells you about you, when you're with you more than anything, but you believe in what they say, I don't care what the doctors say. I don't believe it. I'm winning. And when you have that type of mentality, darkness cannot share the same space as the light that's within you.
Mm.
That's one thing you have to realize. Once
it repels it.
It's like spiritual.
Moral mass.
What? Facts. So one thing I want you guys to do, if you want to be healthy, you want to be sick less, start embracing more light. The Creator uses the sun to filter most of his messages through to us. If the sun dies, we all die. That's how I know that the sun is the biggest form of consciousness or the greatest form of consciousness that's depicted in its reality. So,
that was a spiritual jewel.
Was that the Creator? I didn't know what that was. I thought it was me because I've been hearing things lately. I've been developing my senses.
You just see your face.
I thought it was the Creator. I was like, man, I'm really tapping in here. Man, I forgot what I was saying.
It's all good.
Sorry, family. I was going in.
I didn't know it was
going to
sound like
this. I didn't either. You may want to check the sounds next time before you hit them.
I hear something to me. I trusted them.
Shout out to the God.
Oh, man.
I thought it was the Creator.
So, let's talk about where people can pick up dark energy.
Mm.
One of the things that she shared earlier, which was really good, was, you know, bars, nightclubs, places where alcohol is served.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a reason why it's called spirit,
mm-hmm.
because that's where the spirits hang out, and that's where they can jump into your body.
Mm-hmm.
It's where they can attach to you. Another place would be funerals.
Mm-hmm.
Another place would be hospitals.
Ooh.
You know, so if you do work in a field where you're in the hospital or you're in the funeral business, you want to make sure that you are wearing protective tools, that you are doing cleansing practices. You know, there's practices that we do that's offered through our spiritual masters, Dr. Mitchell Gibson, Kathy Gibson on Tybro.com, T-Y-B-R-O.com, such as the conscious mind cleansing,
mm-hmm.
there's the spiritual cleanse, there's different levels of spiritual cleanses, and basically what this does is if you're in an environment where you have to, if you're in a situation where you have to be in these kind of environments, let's say you're a bartender or a nurse or doctor or funeral director, I guess.
Grave digger. You're a grave digger? Man. I thought that was obsolete, bro.
No, they still have grave diggers.
Yeah, I guess so. They strong. I know that much.
But, you know, you want to make sure that you're wearing protective tools. You want to make sure you're doing things where you're giving yourself cleanses, where you're removing negative energy. Things of that nature. Another place that you could pick up dark energy is through your TV.
Ooh.
In the comfort of your own home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just watching the wrong kind of programming,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Television.
Mm-hmm.
You're telepathically getting things through your vision.
Exactly.
Because they know that our eyes are nothing more than miniature suns.
Mm-hmm.
And what do suns do? They transmute energy.
Exactly.
So we're getting all type of cold and light frequencies in our eyes, and we're processing that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hitting us on a subconscious level.
Mm-hmm.
Watch a scary movie and go to bed. And watch you have a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's just as simple as that, because you pre-programmed your subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing about dark energy. The news always show you some, they'll be like, tonight at 5, 5 babies with their ears cut off.
No.
Go ahead, baby.
This is what they'll do. They'll be like, tonight at 11 o'clock, we're going to talk about how you can win a brand new car and, no, how you can get a great deal on a car. Tune in at 11 o'clock to find out. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So then you tune in at 11, and 20 minutes done went past, and you done heard about murder, death, kills.
Mm-hmm.
You done heard about, you know, all kind of chaos and everything that happened. You done heard about the president.
And the promotion
crazy.
Was over at 10:30.
And then they do this quick little spiel. And they'll say, to get a discount on the car, go here. Back to the
babies with their ears cut off. Babies can't hear. Their mama is right there. They can't hear.
But then they throw in some entertainment. They'll throw in a little bit of entertainment, but that little bit of entertainment is usually something that you don't really need to know anyway. Who cares what the celebrity is doing or what, the president said or whatever. So what? It's not going to change anything. Then they give you weather. Well, I got to know the weather. I got to know what's
it's
going on.
It's 2019.
Right.
Who's waiting on this dude to point at a thing when I can hit this button and it show me for the whole week?
And the weatherman is always wrong. At least in Cincinnati, he is.
Man, it was supposed to be 70 degrees. We got 2 feet of snow. Hey, dark.
And then they end it with sports.
Oh, man.
And what does sports do? It gets you angry. It gets you riled up.
Yeah.
It gets you excited. It gets you happy. But then in some cases, it gets you mad because your team lost.
I can't watch the Bengals no more.
Yeah, you're banned.
I'm banned from the Bengals. There's a dark team. That team never brings me joy. That's a dark team. Every time I watch it, they lose. It's like, he's watching. He knows that?
Yes.
Dark team.
Although, you didn't watch it all this season, and they still lost. So.
They're trying to draw me in. We're losing anyway.
And then the news, every news station tells the same story. Every news station is telling the same news stories. It's not like one is trying to get the, it's not, I remember when I was younger, one of the reasons why I was drawn into journalism, because it was like a competitive thing. It was like one person was trying to get the story over the other person. We got to get the story first. We got to tell it from our side. We want to be the first ones to preview this. Now it's like it's fair game for everybody. Everyone gets the story.
Mm-hmm.
There's no competition anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why they do that is because, for one, it's owned by, one major head. But, two, it's easy to brainwash everyone when you got the same thing going on at the same time, repeatedly. Change the station, same story.
Mm-hmm. That's real. There must come a time in everyone's life when they want to choose to evolve. Everyone innately knows who they can go to for that evolution if they choose to.
Mm-hmm.
You can't evolve spiritually without aligning yourself with a higher divine force, some deities, a master. You have to. There's no one in the NBA that made it to the NBA without aligning themselves with the coach.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one in the NFL or anywhere that didn't align themselves with the coach. Back in 1996, when I worked with the Olympics in the boxing venue, I realized that although all these top elite boxers around the country had their own boxers, had their own coaches, their coaches were told, no, you're not going to coach your boxer. They're going to get these elite coaches because they train athletes around the world. And their coach had to sit in the audience and watch someone that they birthed in the boxing game. And I asked why, and they told me, well, because they're in the elite level now. They ain't in the local city level. They're in the elite level. We're going to take that boxer higher. And that's with anything that you do. I don't care who it is. It could be somebody on YouTube. If they know a little bit more than you, learn from them until you exhaust everything you can learn from them. and go to someone else that can feast, that you can feast off of their light energy. Don't get caught in these dark partitioners out here, because there's plenty of dark scallywags out here. They curse. It sounds good. They give the illusion of winning. But what are you gaining? Align yourself with someone that has some light and roll with them. Support them. That's all I got to say. That's it.
You know, you said something that made me think about other things that you can do to avoid dark energy. Cursing.
Mm.
Cursing, lying, drinking, excessively drinking, using drugs, murder.
Murder's the worst.
You know, that's like a given, but
yeah.
I couldn't think of anything else.
I already smoke weed and murder. I think the gods will forgive that. You smoke some weed, you murder.
But, it's dark that we're laughing at this.
No, we're not, because we have so much light. We see, we have an overview of reality. We're indifferent to even murderers, because
yeah.
we understand that the person that the murderer murdered signed up to be
murdered.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you have an overview of reality like that, little things like murder, all that crazy stuff, you understand that it's nothing more than algorithms within the program that they chose to partake in.
You know, it's a funny thing when you're on this journey, because you do, you become indifferent to everything, every situation, every person. You know, you see the good and the bad. You see the dark and the light. You see that balance in everything. You understand that one needs the other in order to exist.
Mm-hmm. You can't make a pancake without butter.
You can, but it won't be good.
It won't be tasty. Have you tried it?
No.
It's not tasty. It's hard to cut.
How about you can't live without breathing air?
I like that. I like that. That's much better than a pancake without butter. But the pancake without butter is funny.
So last week, Sam, we had the Masters on the show, and that was just so phenomenal. It was so dope. If you didn't hear it, go back to the archives and listen to it. I believe the show was titled Twin Flames, Soulmates, and Destiny Pairs,
yes.
or something along those lines.
Something like that. The Masters was on.
The Masters was on. They was with us for a short time, but it was a beautiful time. So we want to shout out to them again. Thank them for giving us their time and allowing us to pick their brain and get some questions, get some answers
yeah.
about some questions that, you know, a lot of people have, including ourselves.
I was on my best behavior too, wasn't I?
You were. You've never been that good before.
Because I respect the Masters. I respect my audience too, but I could be free with, you know,
yeah.
the audience.
And so we talked a little bit about the newest book that he released, which was called Destiny Pair Soulmates, The Secret. Please check that book out. Let us know what you think about it. It's on Tybro.com, and it's so worth it. I've been hearing so many great things about it, and it's just, I want to know what you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, next week, what are we talking about next week?
I have no idea.
We kind of came up with this show on the fly. We were going to talk about something else, but
yeah, we came with this show at 5:30.
There was so much darkness going on. Just what's
yeah.
today, the 21st? It's been so much darkness this year.
Yeah, all year.
All year's been dark.
Yeah, okay,
I mean,
we need to talk about some darkness.
Yes, we've had the eclipses. We've had, you know, the full moons. We've had, you know, just dark people and just people
it's
going
darkness.
Through things.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got to change this, man. We got to do better. You recognize what darkness is. Now do something about it.
And my number's changing. I'm changing my number tomorrow.
Look at that.
I am. I'm tired of this. And my number, my voice was going to be like, hit my PayPal and call back. Man.
Well, Sam, I don't have anything else to add to you.
I have nothing but light.
That's right.
Turn on the lights. And light a candle.
Not sure what we're going to be talking about next week, but feel free to check out our Facebook page, Twin Flame Radio, and also our Instagram page, Twin Flame Radio, and be on the lookout for, you know, whatever we decide to put out there. And if you have any questions, suggestions, or if you would like to be on the show, let's say you have a spiritual talent or something like that, feel free to email us at twinflameradio@gmail.com, and we will consider you.
Yeah. And subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Enlightened Journey. There's a lot of people on the line right now. My channel's blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get in early.
Great, great videos.
Man,
a lot of jewels.
I love doing it. And I need to get more material. I got almost 160 videos out there.
Mm-hmm.
What more can I talk about? Help me, family.
Yeah, let them know what
Help
you want to hear.
Help me, family.
Let them know what you want to
hear. Yeah, this is how I brush my teeth. but family, I'll be going in. I've got like 400 more videos that's going to be coming soon. I stay ahead of the game, so I'll never have any downtime. So every week I'm going to be dropping at least 3 to 4 videos. So I appreciate all the support, and we're out here winning, family.
So if you want to get in touch with either one of us, you can find me on Instagram under IamDivine_Queen. You can find my Facebook page, IamDivine. And also check out our newest blog. It is Twin Flame Eats.
Ooh.
And that is on Facebook and also Instagram. Me and Chris are foodies, so we like to go around and eat different food, and we like to share it with the fam and let you know what's good and what's not and whatever.
Our figures are our resumes. Oh, you like to eat, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and also check out my Divine Magic page.
Ooh.
That's Divine_Magic with a K.
Yeah.
That's also Instagram and Facebook. So check out both of those, and you can book a reading. Oh, and last thing, check out my Etsy page. I am Divine. That's I spelled like your eyeball, EYE.
Etsy.
That wasn't funny.
It wasn't funny, baby. I'm sorry, sweetie.
Anyway, we out, fam.
Oh, peace and love.
Peace and love, family. We'll see you next Monday, 9 o'clock Eastern time, with a new topic.
I'll edit that out.